April 6, 2017 CT State Library WWI Centennial Commemoration. By the editor, Ursula Hunt. Education Commissioner Diana R. Wenzel with other distinguished guests. Sergeant Joseph Colavito, 102nd Army Band, singing the national anthem. The Connecticut State Library commemorated the 100th anniversary of the United States' entry into World War I with an event in Memorial Hall that included the posting and retiring of the colors by the Connecticut National Guard, remarks from Governor Daniel Malloy, State Librarian Kendall Wigan, Commissioner Diana Wenzel, State Historian Walter Woodward, Commissioner of Veterans Affairs Sean Connolly, Lieutenant Colonel Timothy Tomcho, George King III and Dr. Jeffrey Klinger from the Ambulance 255 Project. The event began with a beautiful rendition of the national anthem sung by Sergeant Joseph Colavito, 102nd Army Band. Kendall Wigan began the presentations by thanking the former state librarian George Seymour Goddard for recognizing the value of collecting the treasure trove of records from Connecticut World War I veterans. He commended Christine Pitsley for her efforts in organizing Connecticut's Remembering World War I, Sharing History/Preserving Memory project, which has evolved over the past year. Please visit the website at to see images collected from over 100 descendants of the war and news about digitization and other events taking place throughout the state. Governor Malloy recognized the state of Connecticut for its many contributions to the war. State historian Walter Woodward spoke about Connecticut's massive role in manufacturing efforts and the impact on Connecticut's workforce. See his remarks on the next page. He also spoke of Governor Holcomb's involvement and the great patriotism shown by Connecticut residents. Education Commissioner and State Library Board Member Diana Wenzel spoke about the importance of bringing the history of WWI into the classroom, and she thanked the organizations that have helped provide the necessary material for history and social study teachers in the state. Military Department Lieutenant Colonel Timothy Tomcho spoke about the Connecticut National Guard's contributions and Connecticut legislation passed during the war period that was instrumental to our success. Commissioner of Veterans Affairs Sean Connolly welcomed and recognized veterans from all wars and the importance of organizations that work together to preserve their legacy. George King III from the Ambulance 255 Project and his colleague Dr. Jeffrey Klinger were not able to bring a 1914 model ambulance, which they restored, due to rain, but they did bring photographs and a video. The ambulance was used to evacuate soldiers during the war. Dr. Klinger spoke about the challenges and tragedies faced by both drivers and soldiers. He also mentioned the value of being able to share these stories with others, however difficult that may be. On the CTN website or watch the video from the http://ctinworldwar1.org. Watch the CTN video of the event. CSL website.